MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. The 2014 Annual Global Research Study by MIT Sloan Management Review and SAS highlights what separates companies that are most sophisticated with using data from the rest. Who's winning with analytics? A look at analytical innovators. Article briefing by Leslie Brokaw and read here by Matt Robert Williams. File under Data and Analytics. As analytics become a common path to business value, many companies are changing how they make decisions, operate, and strategize. Whether they're just getting started with analytics or are seasoned practitioners, organizations are being challenged to step up the way they use data in decision-making. The implications for industry competition are clear. Companies that incorporate analytics into their culture are finding success in the new digital era. MIT Sloan Management Review and SAS Institute, Inc. conducted a global executive survey that had 2,037 respondents from around the world. The survey also involved interviews with more than 30 executives. The report, based on the research, The Analytics Mandate, is available online and as a downloadable PDF. Among the statistics cited in the report, investments in business analytics expanded from 2009 to 2013, with an annual average growth rate of 8.5%. The vast majority of survey respondents, 87%, want their organizations to step up the use of analytics. The ability to manage information is developing slowly, even though the pressure to use more data in decision-making is intense. Only 55% of respondents said their organization is using insights to guide future strategy somewhat or very effectively. Culture is the key factor that enables companies to achieve a competitive advantage with analytics. An analytics culture unites business and technology around a common goal through a specific set of behaviors, values, decision-making norms, and outcomes. More than 90% of analytical innovator organizations, those companies that are most successful with analytics, are open to ideas that challenge the status quo. This is a far higher percentage than in other companies, which fall into the categories of analytical practitioners and analytically challenged. The majority of analytical innovators, 51%, strongly agree that their organizations treat data as a core asset. Only 15% of analytical practitioners are in that camp, and only 6% of analytically challenged companies are. As well, analytical innovators are 4 times more likely to strongly agree that analytics has changed the way their organizations conduct business than analytics practitioners. And some 78% of analytical innovators report that even though they are relatively further ahead of many other companies in using data to make decisions, there is the pressure on staff to become more data-driven and analytical. Only 43% of analytically challenged companies report the same kind of pressure. Organizations that are successful with analytics continue to invest in their analytical skills and technology to stay ahead of the curve, says the report. But perhaps the key point is that they foster the right analytics culture, are open to new ways of thinking, and change the way they do business. In addition to featuring statistics drawn from the global survey, the report also includes examples of companies that have succeeded at using data effectively. Those companies include Entravision Communications, a Spanish-language media company based in California, State Street, a Boston-based financial services firm, StyleSeek, an online fashion recommendation platform, WellPoint, the largest for-profit managed care organization with the Blue Cross Blue Shield umbrella, and Caesars Entertainment, a global casino and hotel operator. This article draws from The Analytics Mandate, a report based on a global executive study and research project conducted by MIT Sloan Management Review and SAS Institute, Inc. The report was written by David Kieran, Pamela Kirk Prentice, and Renee Boucher Ferguson, and was released in spring 2014 and read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.